Let's pray and we'll get into our message this morning. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for the truth of the Word of God. We thank you that your Word cannot lie. We thank you, Father God, that when your Word comes into our heart, things change. You change us, Lord, to be more like you. Lord, your Word doesn't change. Lord, we don't change your Word to fit us. But we allow the Word of God to change us, to walk with you, and to be more like you, Jesus. We love you. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you for your presence today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, how many know last week we were talking about faith and that faith speaks? Amen? Faith has a voice. One way that we release our faith is by agreeing with the Word of God. The word confession in Hebrews chapter 11, 23, the Bible says, hold fast to our what? Our confession of faith. Really, it's 23, I know that. Yeah, 10:23, excuse me. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope or of our faith without wavering. For he who promised is what? Faithful. When we hold fast, we talked about what hope was. Abraham, what? Hoped against hope. Over in Romans chapter 4, remember that? He hoped against hope. It looked hopeless to the natural eye. But in the eternal realm, how many know? We gain hope by the promise of God. It gives us hope. And sometimes it takes a minute before God's promise comes to pass in our life. It's not always instant. And sometimes for reasons, you know, God has. How many don't understand everything about God? You know, in my life, you say, what happened? Well, sometimes we don't always receive everything we've asked. Anybody ever had that problem? What does the Bible say? We continue to trust him. Amen. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge him. And he's going to bring things to pass. He cannot miss out with his word. Now, sometimes I know in my own self, I was believing God. But how many ever quit believing God? For whatever reason, you gave up. You just stopped. Well, don't quit. You can come back if you're still breathing. Amen. And sometimes we get things in our life and we're trying to believe God. But sometimes there's circumstances where, hey, we have to admit to ourselves, say, Lord, I did my best to believe, yet I didn't receive. Anybody ever been there? Or maybe it's not yet. You hadn't received yet. But how many know that faith can still come? We talked about that, didn't we? Faith comes, and most people know how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But many people are not sure what faith is. They say, well, how do I know if I have faith? When you believe, when you choose to believe what God's Word said, faith begins to come. When we choose to believe what God said, see, to confess means to agree with God. How many are going to agree with what God said? And sometimes our circumstance doesn't agree with what God said. So what do we have to do? We have to trust God. We have to take his promise and allow what the Word of God says, as we read earlier, 2 Corinthians 4:18. The circumstances, these natural circumstances, are subject to change. Amen. Hallelujah. With our words. Words are what help us release faith. A lot of times, people want to do all kinds of things. I remember when I was first learning about faith. I thought, well, if God wants me to be healed, I was wearing glasses at the time. God wants me to be healed, then I'm just going to break my $200 glasses and God has to heal me. Go ahead and laugh, brother. It's all right. I thought that's what I should do. Because, you know, but our action in the natural does not guarantee any action from God in the spirit. It's not a natural action. It is a spiritual action that produces a natural physical healing. Tearing my glasses, taking my glasses off has nothing to do with my faith. My faith has to be based on what? What he has said. And it wasn't based on what he has said. It was based on what I thought I should do. And a lot of people, they want to say, well, I know what I need to do. I need to stop taking my medication. No, how about you take your medication and begin to speak the word of God over your body and say, I believe I receive my healing. Have you ever done that? Yes, I have. You say, well, when did you have some medication? When I broke my leg. Because it hurt. That was kind of funny because Pastor Tim from the Prayer Center came up to see me. And I'd broken my leg. I'm laying in the bed. Got my leg up in the air, and he said, do you have any pain? I said, no pain at all. He's like, wow. He's just kind of like flabbergasted. Like, how is this possible? I said, I don't know. I just don't have any pain. What I didn't know is they had handed me, you know, in this little cup, they put a couple pills, and I just down, you know, just took it. He said, here, take these. Okay. Well, I didn't know they'd given me morphine. And I mean, I didn't have any pain at all. I'm like, yeah, I feel pretty good, actually, you know. And I know that's funny, but that's what happened. But anyway, but if when we take something in the natural, let's keep believing God. You know, if you have a symptom in your body, it's not a sin. Take a little cough medicine. Father, I believe I'll receive healing. I command this cough to leave. But don't stop speaking the word of God. Don't stop believing God's word. If you have to go to the doctor, please believe God's word. People make mistakes. The Bible says, you know, that's why they call them practicing. You know, they're practicing on us. We want to believe God that they're going to get the right answer, that they're going to have the right result, that we're going to be fully healed. There are situations in our life that we think we're somewhere where we're not. Maybe we don't have that great faith that we thought we had. Even though we're saying the right thing, in our heart, the Bible says there could be times when our heart is not believing as we thought. Because faith is of the heart, it's not of the head. Faith is of the heart. You know, you can have doubt in your head, but your heart believes. Has anybody ever received something? I've received some things just like that. I remember when I hurt my back at work. I mentioned this before. I was bent over for 2 days like this, walking around, working, doing my best, believing God, speaking the word of God. And I said, you know what? I'm going to church tonight. Like Jim had said, there's an anointing in the corporate anointing. I'm going to get my miracle. Bless God. I'm going to church and I'm going to be healed. I just said it. And the pastor says, as soon as we got there, came up front, we haven't done this in a while, but does anyone have pain in their body? Come up and I'll pray for you. Ah, my opportunity. Glory to God. I went up, they prayed for me. Just like that, I felt the pressure leave. Oh, as a matter of fact, I didn't realize how much pain I was in. It was so relieving. And God totally wiped that pain away. And I just gave him glory. Now that can happen. But it was me. I has already been in the Word of God. I was building my faith. I was trusting God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It doesn't come necessarily by having heard. We've heard it more than once. I had a lady one time. She said, well, I've been having these for a long time, these migraine headaches. I said, ma'am, that's wonderful. And I began to tell her what the Bible says. I didn't say it's wonderful. I said, I'm sorry to hear that. But I mean, sorry. But let me tell you what the Bible says. You know, I'm glad, you know, I mean, she was just trying to tell me how bad it is. You know, oh, I've been having these so many times and I've had these migraines. I said, well, the Bible says we lay hands on the sick and they recover. I said, the Bible says Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our pain. oh, I've been knowing that for a long time. I said, I understand. I said, but I can lay hands on you and God will heal you. He said, well, that's kind of bold. Yes, but this is what the Bible, I just gave her what the Bible says. I didn't promise her she's going to get a miracle right now, but she did. I prayed for her. Every symptom left. She says, it's really gone. Wow. Well, there's a lady sitting next to her. Now, this was a night that God had told me specifically. He said, I want you to go down to the coffee shop and minister my word. Not at the coffee shop, but I thought, I know what I'll do. No, he told me, this is what he told me first. He said, I want you to minister my word. I said, I know what I'll do. I'm going to go down to that coffee shop downtown today, this evening, and I'll go with them out on the streets. How many of you know it's a good way to minister the word? You know, we're going to go out, pass out some tracts, talk to people about Jesus, pray for people, whatever's needed. And I get down there, and they said, well, tonight we're not going on the street. We're having people come in and just have a concert here and minister to people that way. Oh, okay. So I'm praying, and I guess I could go out by myself, you know. And I get in the car, and something didn't seem right. You ever been there? Just didn't seem like the right thing to do. I said, okay, well, Lord, what are you saying? So I spent a little time. I'm praying up and down the sidewalk, 10 or 15 minutes. And I decided to go back into the building and sit down. And then this is when I ended up running into these two ladies in the very, they were kind of behind this curtain in the back. And felt like I should pray for them and prayed for her. She got healed. Lady next to her asked me if I'd pray for her knees. She was healed. So I was going to go, you know, and so I went and sat down. As soon as I sat down, my eyes were focused on this guy on the stage. And you ever see anybody walk around, they got a heel about that thick on the bottom of their shoe because one leg is shorter than the other? And God spoke to me, and he said, I want you to pray for him, and I'll heal him. Whew, how many want to pray for him and let him get healed? Well, he's playing in the band. And I knew enough not to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, everybody stop. Look at me. God wants to heal this man. God didn't tell me to do that. He just said, pray for him. I said, Lord, you open the opportunity, I'll be obedient. But you got to anoint me. That's why I tell the Lord. Like he's not going to, you know. Like he doesn't know that. But, you know, that's why I thought, you know. I said, well, Lord, you'll have to anoint me for this one. Because to me it was big. You know, it was kind of big. So after they got done, I went up, got a chance to pray for him. He said, well, I've been believing for a miracle, for a healing. I said, well, praise God. Sit down. Let me pray for you. I'd seen other people do it. Never really done it myself. And put his legs up. And I prayed for him. Whew. I guess I didn't really see it fully because I had my eyes closed. I'm praying. They said on the first Jesus there, his leg went out and they were level. And he was walking around. He says, takes his shoes off. He said, I'm going to have to get some new shoes now. Hallelujah. Praise God. He got a miracle. But then the Lord spoke to me. I was on the floor because God gave this miracle, just giving praise to God. Thank you, Jesus. You're faithful. I know you are, but you know, hallelujah. I'm just praising God for it, thanking him. And he spoke to me. He said, son, I said to you, I want you to minister my word. And tonight, that's exactly what you did. When you prayed for these sick people, you ministered my word to people. See, sometimes we get so caught up with how we think in our natural mind we're to minister that word. But see, faith cannot go beyond being led of the Spirit as well. How many know that's true? You can't just have faith, you know, and God says something to you. You can't just faith it away. I'll give you an example. Okay? I remember one time, a particular teacher of ours was sharing this testimony. He was saying, well, he was moving, and he was getting tired. He's driving his truck just like I just moved, and they're in somewhere in Missouri there near St. Louis. And he said, oh, I think I'll just stop here and park for the night. He said, but down on the inside. Something on the inside was saying go further. He said, but I just kind of overrode that and parked at this place, and this hotel. He said, then down on the inside, he said, I sensed, you know, I should back the trailer up against this. There's a fence there. Why don't you back the trailer up against that fence? I'm tired. Lord, I thank you that your angels encamp around this trailer. I just plead the blood over it. And he goes upstairs, goes in, checks in his hotel, goes to sleep. In the morning, he looks out and his trailer is gone. Everything, says, everything I own in my life, all my preaching notes, everything's gone. The trailer's disappeared. And he found out, calls the police, and yeah, they've been stealing a lot of trailers in this area lately. And his trailer was gone. Now, how many know? See, he overrode the witness of his spirit, the leadership of God in two different ways. He said, I overrode that and tried to use faith to believe everything's going to be okay. So we can't throw out being led of the Spirit without faith. That is faith. When we listen to our heart, when we're listening to God's leadership, that's part of faith as well. It takes faith. How many know it takes faith to hear God? You are his son or daughter. You can hear him. You hear that witness in there. If you ever had those things in there, oh, I knew I shouldn't have done that. Something was scratching you inside. You know, and you're like, shoot, why did I do that? The same reason somebody else did. You just overrode it and thought it'd be all right. You thought, well, maybe I'm just thinking that. But yet it was something that God was putting in your spirit. And we need to be more and more sensitive. And that's, of course, why you and I, we spend time praying in other tongues. What does praying in other tongues do? Builds us up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Your faith can be built up by the Word of God, but we also have something else on the inside of us called the Holy Spirit. And when we pray in tongues, we begin to be built up. Built up where? Above verse 19 of Jude 19 says, but these are they which are sense ruled, moved by what they see, what they feel, what they taste, what they touch in the natural realm. And we can move above that into the eternal realm of God and change circumstance in our life. How many know God knows best? Amen. So I'm just saying that faith itself cannot override the leadership of the Holy Spirit. But God will also lead us when we have the Word of God. You said, well, I thought if we believe the Word of God, we could have it. We can. But if God leads you a different way, you have to follow that path. How many know there are several paths to healing? I remember when Brother Hagin's wife, she went to the doctor. She had gotten cancer. And she talked to the doctor, and the doctor said, why don't you just believe God? She said, I am. God told me to come to the doctor and to take the medicine, and I'll be fine. And she was. How many think you should believe the Word of God? Believe what God says to you personally as well, and follow His leadership. Sometimes we miss the supernatural looking for the spectacular. You say, well, why couldn't she have an instant miracle? I don't have that answer. That's between her and God. She was doing her best to walk with God. How many know? Amen. We do our best. But faith is being, we said last time, that it's being what? Firmly persuaded like Abraham. There in Romans 4. Let's go there for a minute. What is faith? Faith is being firmly persuaded. When we believe what God has said, faith comes. And we choose, we make that decision. The Word of God, how many believe the Word of God is your final say-so in your life? Not my circumstance, not what happens to me. Well, didn't we believe God? Yes, we do. And how many say this? We never quit. We don't have quitting sense. Faith doesn't have a time frame. It will happen for us when we continue to hold fast. And we say, hey, confession is what? Agreeing with what God has said. When we agree what God said, we put it in our mouth and we say what God has said. That is us releasing faith in what He said. And it is also building us in our faith. Because faith comes by what? Hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. And secondly, I said, we also have praying in other tongues, praying the mind of God out. praying the purpose of God, the plan of God, being led by your Spirit. Hallelujah. But here in Romans 4, let's go down a little bit. Verse 20, let's just go down to 20. It says, he, talking about Abraham, did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith. How? Giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. How many are fully convinced that what God promises, he is able to perform? Amen. As far as we know, right? We continue to move forward. Amen. How many are growing in your faith? You can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Sometimes I've had people, I remember one boy, he was there and he says, well, I have a headache. I said, I got healing in my hands. I can pray for you and you'll be healed. Oh, I said, be all right. Can I pray for you? Okay. He was in the 7th grade, put hands on his head. He turns his head and he goes, it's really gone. My headache left, runs outside, starts playing. How many think that people need to receive a touch from God? How many think that that boy remembered that? Do you know that he did? Because his youth leader ended up getting filled with the Holy Spirit, was kicked out of his church, basically, and they came to find him because he loved them and had a relationship with them. And many of them were then filled with the Holy Spirit and began to pray in other tongues, and their life was changed. I'm telling you, there is a power with God. When we add faith, we become fully convinced. How do we become fully convinced? By meditating, thinking on God's Word, saying God's Word, which is a form of meditation, and allowing our faith to be released. I agree with you, Father, that you are working mightily in my behalf. I don't care what I see. Yeah, but it didn't happen when I wanted it to. I understand. Some things didn't happen when I wanted it to. And there's some things that I held on for a few years. But it finally took place. It did happen. And it came to pass. Some of you are believing for some family members to be saved. Are you going to stop believing? The salvation hasn't stopped, has it? Salvation is still available to them. Hallelujah. God can still deliver them. Is he the deliverer? Amen. If they're bound in some way, we don't quit. We don't give up. Abraham and Sarah didn't give up. They became fully persuaded, giving what? Glory to God. Let's look over in Hebrews for a minute. Chapter 12. I believe I'm winding up with this verse or these verses here. Hallelujah. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12 with me for a minute. I was thinking about this a lot this week, and the Lord has put this on my heart. Because Abraham was giving glory to God. Yes, for what happened, but, you know, in believing God. And it said he was strengthened. Sarah also received strength within herself to believe God. They didn't start out in great faith. We said that before. They started out laughing at the promise of God, but became convinced, fully persuaded, giving glory to God. How many know part of faith is giving glory to God? Why? Because we believe that we have received and that we have what we have said or what we have asked for. Hallelujah. And here is what Hebrews 12 says. Let's just start in the first verse. And I'm just going to read a few verses here. It says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with what? Endurance, or patient endurance, the race that's set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author or the originator of what? And finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. It says, for consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. How many has ever become weary or discouraged in your faith? He says here, what? Looking unto Jesus. And I want to read that verse here in the Amplified. I've got it right here on my phone here. Verse 2, it says, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief, and is also its finisher, bringing to maturity and perfection, he, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the throne of God. Hallelujah. Looking to Jesus from all that will distract us. How many know there are some distractions in the world? Amen. Now, I'm not going to preach that right now, but if you remember, Bronk talked about some of the distractions at one of our conferences that we had recently. Some things like sickness and disease. The enemy comes. Amen. How about destruction of reasoning? The enemy comes to try to get our mind on the natural and not off of that. Looking unto Jesus. Who is Jesus? All right, I'm going to give you a few things that Jesus is. He is all in all. Jesus, you're everything to me, and you are everything that I need. Hallelujah. How many believe that? Jesus is all in all. He's the Almighty. There is no one more powerful than you, Jesus. And you use your power for my blessing and benefit. How many believe that? He uses his power. He is the Almighty. He is the all in all. He is the Amen. You're the full and final word of God. The so be it to all of your promises, Lord. Jesus is God's answer through you and to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Through Jesus, he is our answer. He is our faith. He is the one that we can count on. When we get our sight off of the circumstance, get our gaze upon him, hold fast. Who is he? He is the Alpha, the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. And the wonderful things that he is, what? All in between. That means he's the first. He's the last. He knows all. He is the advocate. You present your case before the Father, and he stands beside you all the time because he is, what? Everybody say, my advocate. Hallelujah. In other words, your lawyer. He's the one. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 2, you remember where Moses saw the burning bush. Jesus is that angel of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. He is the holiness of God. He is the fire of God's presence. And he said to Moses, what? Take off your shoes, right? For you are standing on holy ground. This is the Lamb of God. When we get our gaze off of our circumstances and God becomes bigger than what we see in the natural, our circumstances begin to change, for faith begins to rise in our heart. He is the arm of the Lord. You are the power of God extended to man, the visible manifestation of his glory. He is the blessed and only potentate. You alone are Lord, ruler, and eternal sovereign. Do you believe who he is today? Have you got your gaze on him? And when you're looking to him, we can see who he is. He is the branch of the Lord. He is the extension of God that has reached into the earth and borne fruit for his glory and for his pleasure. He is the bread of life. How many have partaken of that bread of life? You've eaten of Jesus. You've received him as your Savior. Jesus, you are fully satisfy. Only you, Jesus, can fully satisfy me, sustain and strengthen me. That's the bread of life. Hallelujah. He's the captain of the Lord of hosts. You're the chief commander of heaven's army. Oh, hallelujah. Who is this Jesus? He is the captain of our salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the champion of my redemption, the savior of my soul. Who is this King of glory? Who is Jesus? He's the chief shepherd. You lead me, nourish me, and protect me, Lord. I am safe from all harm in your tender care. How many can believe that? He's your protector, amen? He's our chief shepherd. He is our commander. Isaiah 55:4. All of God's armies in heaven and on earth rally to your voice, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, when you put voice to the word of God, the Bible says the angels hearken to his voice. I usually don't hear the word of God speaking to me here, but I do when I say it out of my mouth. Sometimes I read the Bible out loud. Why? Because it speaks to me. Amen. And sometimes we get the certain scriptures and I say them over and over. Why? Because I'm renewing my mind and I'm releasing my faith and I'm allowing God's word to go forth and work in my behalf. He said, I will watch over my word to perform it. When I make a confession, when I agree with God and I set my eyes upon him, who Jesus really is. Who is he? He is Emmanuel. You are God's presence with me and in me. You are eternal life. You're the source of everlasting, abundant, joyous, overflowing, glorious existence. He's more than we realize. Sometimes we don't. Have you stopped to think about who he is? Hallelujah. He is God Almighty. He is the I Am. The allness of the muchness. Everything in him. He said he is the creator. Hallelujah. Did you know Jesus is the creator? Before Abraham was, he said, I am. John said, he is the word of God that was there before the foundation of the world. There's not one single thing that was made without Jesus being there. He is that creator. Hallelujah. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end of all things, the summary of all that exists. He is there. He is the first begotten of the dead. Because you rose from the dead, Jesus, I know that my resurrection to eternal life is sure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Maybe you have a dream that died in your life. You can't see it's going to happen for you. It looks like it's too late for me. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He can resurrect what he's called you to do. You said, well, I haven't been doing it. It's been dormant on the inside of you. But you can stir it up. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to speak the word of God. It's not too late for you if you're still breathing. I got news for you this morning. Jesus is the good shepherd. You know me. Jesus knows you. He tenderly cares for you. He protects you. Hallelujah. He constantly lays down his life for you and I because he's the good shepherd. Do you see who he is today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you got your gaze on him? Are you setting your look to him? He is the great God and Savior. He is the Almighty, the all-powerful deliverer. He is the great high priest. He has offered up his own blood to the Father as eternal payment for all sin. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm getting thankful for my Savior. I'm getting thankful for my Jesus. Do you see who he is? You realize who he is? Are you looking to him and thinking about it? He is the heir of all things. All that the Father is yours, Jesus. And you have made it mine. He's made it yours. All that the Father has. Jesus is all that the Father. He's the heir that makes you the heir and the joint heir with him. Not co-heir, joint heir. That means the same that he had, you get. Hallelujah. He's the horn of our salvation. He's the mighty liberator, the champion of our redemption. Hallelujah. He's the I am, no matter what I may need. Jesus is that for you and me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Jesus is his name. The sweetest name in heaven or in earth. He's our Savior. See your Savior today? My love. My coming bridegroom. Do you see him today? as you look upon Him. Let's begin to say, Lord, I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Hallelujah. How many know giving glory to God? Abraham received strength. When we recognize who God is, it builds us. There's two parts to faith. Knowing what God said, but secondly, knowing who He is. Are you seeing who Jesus is today? He's a little bigger than you and I. No, He's a lot bigger. Amen. Hallelujah. How big is your Jesus in you? How big is Jesus to you? Are you looking to Him? He is the Lamb of God. He's God's choice, the unlimited sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He is the leader. He's the one who knows the right way, the right decision in every situation of life. He's our perfect example to follow, isn't He? He's the light of our redemption. He's the wisdom of the ages and the means by which it is unveiled. He has shown God to us. How many are keeping your gaze on Jesus? He is the Master. It will increase our faith. It will help us as we take our eyes, what, off those circumstances, off the distractions, and on to who He is. And when we keep our gaze on Him, we're going to see answers come to pass in our life. Because we're going to recognize He's the provider. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. He's the Savior. He's the one that can change the circumstance that is in my life. It doesn't have to stay the same when I keep my gaze on Him and let my faith arise. Amen. And my enemies be scattered. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word today. Lord, we want to keep our eyes on You, Jesus. We want to keep our gaze looking to the Master, looking to the Healer, looking to who You are, Jesus. Your greatness, Your goodness, Your faithfulness, the I Am, the all that You are, Lord. You're the beginning, the end, the Alpha, the Omega, the Holy One. Oh, Jesus, You're everything to us. Lord, we're asking You this morning, help us to gaze to You, to the One where all things are possible. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank You for that, Lord, today. If you're here this morning and you say, well, Pastor Doug, you're struggling in some area. You said, I'm going to church today. Or maybe you just came and you said, I want prayer. Or you just decided right now, I want prayer. And you want to put your faith out today and you would like hands laid on you. Or you'd like prayer. Let us know online. We prayed for a couple already. Praise the Lord. But if you're here today and you want prayer for anything, we'll be glad to pray for you. You know, I'd ask you to pray for me. Hallelujah, as I'm making changes. There's a lot of things changing in my life right now. And that's okay. I'm looking to Him. I'm not going to look to my own ability. I'm not going to look to my own strength. I'm looking to who He is. The great I Am. Amen. How many are going to get your gaze on Jesus this week? Amen. Going to change where you're looking at and look to Him. He is the Savior. He is the Redeemer. He is the Healer. He is the provider. He is all that we really need. How many believe that today? Amen and amen.